Welcome to the Deuce Podcast. I am Brad.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we are doing our Loose Deuce series again. This is our second part of the Loose Deuce series, kind of in a way. We are doing spinoffs.
Yes. So for those of you who weren't with us the first time around when we did spiritual sequels.
Mm-hmm. Those aren't like this movie is, you know, about Noah. That's not a spiritual sequel.
Well, it's so what we're looking at is movies that were, well, the first time it was movies that were supposed to be part of the continuation or that felt like they were supposed to be kind of unofficial sequels.
Unofficial sequels. Or the director themselves said this is a spiritual sequel.
Right. As in everybody wants some. That was what he considered to be the spiritual sequel to
Days
and Confused. But in this case, these are movies that that we're doing for this Loose Deuce series.
Spun off one or two characters.
It's about a spinoff.
From the first one.
So it's a new movie taking a character from the first one that was not the central character and just brought them forward. Mm-hmm. So today's episode.
Oh, it's a doozy.
It's a great one.
It's a holy one.
Yeah.
And when I mean holy, I mean the plots has holes in it. Okay.
You'll yell, holy shit, many times
It is episode 64, and we are doing Evan Almighty.
Yes. So, for those of you who, well, we'll get into it a little bit here. But before we get too far, I do want to bring up that we are proud members of the No Phony Podcast Network.
Proud.
Proud members.
I'm proud. I have a little badge that I wear.
Yep.
Phony.
Wear it everywhere.
I do.
It says phony and has a big no
it's
through it.
No, and it crosses us out.
Yeah. So the No Phony Podcast Network has a wide variety of shows on it. So if you go to nophonynetwork.com, you'll see all sorts of different programs on there. It's great. Like it's a great network to be a part of because you get a lot of exposure to a lot of different shows with different backgrounds and different approaches. We love being part of it. This month, I think it'll probably be changing over here soon. But this month, the featured podcast was Politics with Dummies, featuring Jay Ray and Loop Dog. So it's a great podcast. Check it out. Lots of insight, lots of great perspective on things. We love hearing from them. So go check them out. And we're going to probably take a listen to at least one of our other network mates doing just kind of a brief rundown of their show. After these messages, we'll be right back.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
That's right, it's your shit host, Chris, from Between the Profound and the Profane, a comedy podcast from thebonushours.com. Between the Profound and the Profane, where lifelong friends gather together to trade friendly stories, give friendly advice, and try to learn something new about their friends. And while we're at it, maybe make some new friends. So if you would like to be a new friend, why don't you jog on over to thebonushours.com and get you a heavy dose of what we call Between the Profound and the Profane, part of the No Phony Podcast Network, found at nophonynetwork.com.
And we're back.
And we are back.
So check them out.
Yes.
Do it.
Do it now.
Tell them I sent you. Why are you listening to it? They won't hear you. Tell them Brad sent you.
Just yell, Brad sent me! Over and over.
Yeah. See if they respond. Who knows?
All right. So, for those of you who may not remember.
And heaven knows I didn't, no pun intended, but Bruce Almighty
This is a spinoff from Bruce Almighty, which starred Jim Carrey. And Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston, you touched your nose when you said that.
Yes, nose job, Jennifer Aniston. It was
God comes down, gives.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like it's hard. I don't really remember. I've seen the movie.
Yeah,
it's been so long ago. I don't remember that movie.
So the original
that well.
Jim Carrey,
I know, like, he gets the powers of God, and then he goes, I've got the power, and then does this, and then the fire hydrant goes out.
Yeah.
That's what everyone remembers of that movie.
He, right? So in the original one, he was a a reporter who wanted to get this TV anchor job.
Right.
And he goes to do it, and he thinks he's going to get it. He's on air. And right before he's about to go on, they make the announcement that this character, Evan Baxter, who's like a D-bag that he works with, who gets the anchor job. And he steals Jim Carrey's speech that he was going to give, like basically rips him off.
So he was a scumbag in the first movie.
Yeah, that's, I always remembered him as this.
And now he's a lovable family man.
Yeah, right. So he does this, so Jim Carrey loses it on air, gets fired, and so on and so forth. God gives him powers for 1 week to be God. God played by Morgan Freeman. And he has dominion over, like, just this one neighborhood, basically. It's their excuse for Jim Carrey to do, like, The Mask without having to sit and do the prosthetic makeup all day long.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
So, years later, we flash forward to Evan Almighty.
Evan Almighty.
Which, when they advertised it, we went, Evan? Like, the guy from the first movie? We were so confounded by that.
The thing. Like, they asked Jennifer Aniston and Jim Carrey to reprise their role. Stuff got mixed up in the process, and they didn't like the script or whatever, so I think they scrapped that idea. Then another script came in, and they said, well, why don't we just make that Evan Almighty?
Yeah.
And, like, Steve Carell had a rising star at that time through 40-Year-Old Virgin, and The Office was out, so he was kind of this rising big star.
Yeah.
Well, Steve Carell, he can really, you know, hold a movie, right? Because, you know, 40-Year-Old Virgin, right?
Yeah. Even though that's a lot of peripheral characters that make that fun.
Correct. So they gave him this movie, Evan Almighty. And it's a doozy, all right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What? Go ahead.
So the movie, at the time, was the most expensive comedy that had come out.
Yeah.
Until Men in Black 3.
Oh, until Men in Black 3? Is that what it was?
Okay. Yeah. And part of it was because their extensive use of CG.
Right.
For, like, the animal stuff. And
for Steve Carell's beard.
Correct. To make people look interested in what was going on.
Yes.
So, and they actually, they have a lot of, like, at the time, talent, you know, like people who were pretty.
There's a lot of people in this that you're like, that's a fine actor.
Yeah, people who were solid. And
Steve
then there
Carell's
was
a fine actor.
Yeah, but then they also had a lot of people who were kind of more up and coming, like Jonah Hill. I think this was I don't know if this was pre-Superbad.
I think it has to be, isn't it?
Yeah, it's around. It has to be around there.
It's all the Judd Apatow stuff.
Yeah. You know? So, I mean, it was before Jonah Hill was, like, to the big box office draw that he would normally be. And, like, you have Ed Helms is a, like, TV reporter before he was carrying things.
Right.
I think this
is even before when he was on The Office. It has to be. Has to be Daily Show.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's all this stuff going on. It cost $175 million to make. They made back $173.4.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, so it was almost a break even.
Yeah, I guess the people didn't come into the theater by twosies.
No. or at least it didn't last for two weekends, 40 days. It's just so very odd. Like, and there's a lot of things I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah. But why don't we drop the deuce on it?
Yeah, let's talk about it. So we open the movie with them kind of doing this expository dialogue bit
I think they're reminding us who Evan is.
Yeah, Evan Baxter.
Because they should.
Yeah, right? He's on the newscast, and they're saying, they said, you know, before we do whatever it is, we just want to say goodbye. This is Evan Baxter's last show with us. And so we want to say goodbye, so we're going to show you a montage of all the things he's done. And so
he ran for office for Congress.
Yeah, he ran for Congress.
Evidently, he's now a politician.
Yeah, which they show in, like, you know, they show it in this kind of, like, montage, like a farewell broadcast, like, goodbye thing. And not a lot of him actually reporting stuff, just his political thing, because that's what we apparently need to know. We don't want to remember that he's a news person. Because if you think about that, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Like, if he's also reporting and doing all these other things and putting in a full day there, like, did you take a leave while you were doing all this?
Yeah.
You weren't just going for, like, Ombudsman or whatever, or whatever how you pronounce that. But it's, he was going for,
he's on the campaign trail.
Yeah, he's a congressman. Doing,
yeah.
So he's, he was,
you can't be telling the nightly news when, like, you also have to be, you know, out there.
Right. You know. And you go to, so it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But, so he says goodbye. He leaves Buffalo, which is where the first show took place, and heads to this community in Virginia called Prestige Crest. Because he's going to work in Washington, D.C. So he's living in Virginia with his family.
It can't be that far from D.C.
No, Virginia's not far from there. No, I know people who work in D.C. but live in Virginia. Okay. So so he his whole campaign promise was that he was going to change the world when he got elected.
Go ahead, keep going.
So, they get to their new house.
It's just, I didn't know his campaign manager was John Mayer. I keep waiting.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting for the world to change.
Yeah, that was the song.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so it's got all the regular, like, oh, this song kind of, what's popular at the time.
Yeah, you can kind of
There's really no music in it that to me is very interesting. It's all very like, just take the top 10 songs, just put them in the movie. Like, it was the schlock.
No, it's an accessible movie.
Oh yeah. So his wife Joan, who's played by Lauren Graham.
Yeah.
And their three sons.
Gilmore Girls, Lauren Graham.
Yes. There are three sons.
I call them Lauren Teddy Grahams.
Do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't. No one does. That's ridiculous. Maybe Golden.
Oh. Lauren Golden Graham.
Is that when she gets older? Like, she becomes a golden
she's
girl?
She's the Golden Grahams?
Yeah.
Thank you for being an actress.
Oh, my God. They could reboot that.
Yeah.
With her right now.
With Lauren Graham.
Yeah.
With her right now. I don't know.
How old is he? She's 70? How old is she?
How old? 70?
I don't know. But Lauren Graham? Don't look it up.
She's 70. She's 51.
No, she's like 50s.
Yeah. She's 51.
No.
And from Honolulu, Hawaii?
Is she really?
Yeah, she's from Honolulu.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Huh. There you go.
Good for her.
Yeah. Anyway, so there are three sons.
And she knows how to speak Paladino.
She does know how to speak Paladino.
Very well.
So they have three kids. So one of them is played by the kid who played young Captain Kirk.
Zachary Tyburn, right? Or they're not the Home Improvement kids?
No, they're not the Home Improvement kids.
You could have fooled me.
JTT. Okay. No, there's the youngest is played by Jimmy Bennett.
Young Neil is
no,
Young Neil's the oldest one.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Jimmy Bennett. He's the kid who was Captain Kirk in the Star Trek reboot. Wow, Star Trek reboot. It tripped up.
He was a kid.
Yeah,
that was Chris Pine.
No, he played young Captain Kirk.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like when he drove the car and stole it.
Okay. That's who that kid was. Gotcha. Oh my God, it is.
Yeah, right. There's the
sabotage.
Middle kid, Graham Phillips, who he
voiced. Lauren Graham Phillips is his real
name. Yes, that's correct. he voiced Ben 10 in some of the Ben 10 shows.
Nice.
And he was in the show Riverdale. And then their oldest child is
that's
played by.
Young Neil is. Young Neil from.
Johnny
Scott
Simmons.
Pilgrim.
Yeah. Who was played by. John Simmons. He was Young Neil in Scott Pilgrim versus the World. And some other things like that. So.
Yeah.
He shows up in random things. And you're always like, I think I always just yell, oh, Young Neil.
Yeah, pretty much.
So. So they head out, and of course the kids are kind of mixed reactions. They're getting to this new home. They got a brand new car. Like, Evan has this giant, like, Humvee. Wait, like,
I'm sorry. I don't think you make that much money being the lead anchor on Buffalo News tonight, right?
I think it's because he's a congressman now.
Yeah, but when does that the salary kick into the congressman?
You start getting paid pretty early
on.
You
don't get paid that much, right?
He probably has some special interest groups backing him.
Exactly right. That's what I'm trying to get out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's he has God.
He has Michael Scott Paper Company.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. God.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Home Depot.
Correct.
Because they keep delivering all this wood to him.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. You mean goforwood.com?
Yes, God. Sorry.
Anyway, so they go there. They have this giant house that they've gotten.
It is giant.
And he basically tells them that he's gotten all these things because it's important to look the part. Like, you have to look the part. Like, if you don't look it,
yeah.
You're not
going to. I
mean,
he's concerned a lot with his with how he is perceived by other people.
Yes.
In this movie. So he's going to learn the lesson.
Yeah. So. They get there. They're planning the next day to go on a hiking trip. Everybody's excited. Their oldest is a little apprehensive because obviously his dad has let him down before.
Yeah.
You know, being on the campaign trail, he probably didn't get to see him as much or had to cancel a lot or whatever. But he says he's going to do it.
You mean like Ted Cruz's daughter? Like, would not kiss Ted Cruz. Give me a little kiss. And she's like, ah.
Yeah. Like,
I love that video. It cracks me up. Seriously, when I'm feeling down, I just YouTube that video.
She's like,
oh.
That night, Joan tells Evan that, when she was getting the kids to go to bed, the one of them asked if they could pray while they were there, which starts my eye rolling.
Yeah, because it just seems so like out of place that we're like, because we don't really talk about religion a lot in this. Mm-mm. Like, it's not coming up that he's like an atheist or doesn't believe in God or like religion is some kind of conflict in his family.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the thing. Like, I remember. In the first one, it was almost this, like, it wasn't, I mean, it was, you kind of got the sense of the Christianity piece, but it was almost like this universalism kind of,
right.
Or like Unitarian, like, we're all one
right.
thing, we got to watch for each other, you have to do things yourself. I mean, it had this very, like,
right.
almost like Eastern kind of mixture of stuff.
Why is she, as a character, bringing that up?
Because it was in the script.
Yeah.
It was nowhere.
It's so it's kind of like when you hear something and you're like, ooh, God, that hurt my ears a little bit.
Yeah, it was clunky.
It was very clunky.
Yeah. It's like, it just was not organic.
Yeah.
And so the kids are like, one of them was praying to keep a stray dog that they had chased
right.
off earlier.
Fleabag.
Yeah, another one wanted something else, like, you know. He wanted to make sure that, like,
they're going on a hike.
Yeah. That everything was going to be perfect for their hike.
Yeah.
And then she said that she even prayed that they would be closer together as a family.
Right.
And
okay.
So,
and now remember that. Okay, remember that.
Yes.
Because I have a lot of beef with this comment.
Okay.
In this movie. But
okay.
Keep going.
Okay. So that night, she's asleep, and Evan is watching news in the middle of the night about his first day in Congress. They are way focused on him more than they should be.
You mean him?
Yeah. They're like, and it's new congressman, blah, blah, blah.
Like he's the only new congressman that got like.
Yeah, or like there's no other news, so they're going to talk about him ad nauseum at like 3 in the morning. On some news network.
Yeah, on some news network.
And so...
on the Evan News Network, ENN.
So he... so he is like, okay, so he turns the TV off, and he gets down and he prays. And, of course, it's the whole awkward, like, that they always do in movies when it's the guy who thought they were too good for God all of a sudden wanting to pray, where they're like, hey, God, I don't know how this works,
but I get it. And Frank Capra did it better. So
yeah.
just leave it out.
Exactly.
Like, just whatever.
Well, so he prays and he basically says he wants to change the world. And he wants to.
I keep waiting for the world to change.
So the next day, it's his first day in Congress. Evan gets a letter from this congressman named Chuck Long, we later find out is played by John Goodman. Basically, he's getting welcomed into. He has this beautiful office.
Normally, I welcome John Goodman in a movie. He is terrible.
He phoned it in this one.
He phoned it in.
He phones it in. A lot of people phone it in. But he. So Evan is provided with this. Prime office, just beautiful office, better than you would get as like a freshman congressman. He has 3 congressional staffers. I cannot remember the Rita, played by Wanda
played
Sykes.
By Wanda Sykes.
Marty, who is played by John Michael Higgins. And
again,
then,
these are good people.
Yes,
they can deliver solid laughs.
And then Eugene Tenenbaum, played by Jonah Hill. Who is like his awkward staffer who loves
always
him.
Tries to brown nose him.
Yes. And so the opportunity, like as soon as he gets there and they're trying to get everything introduced, this opportunity comes up to join Congressman Long as a junior co-sponsor of his new bill, which is called the Citizens Integration of Public Lands Act.
This happens the first day of Congress? Don't they hand out syllabuses? Syllabi?
No.
No?
No.
Give them homework?
Apparently not.
Come on.
So, which they abbreviate to CINPLAN or SIN plan.
Sorry, that was
exactly.
Just a plot beating me over the head.
Exactly. That happens.
We forgot. Like he always wakes up at 6:14.
Oh yeah, yeah. So he sets his alarm for like
7.
7, and it keeps going off
because it rhymes with Evan. I'm
yeah.
just made that up.
It keeps going off at or heaven.
Or heaven.
Ooh. And so it keeps going off. It keeps going off at 6:14. And you see where it says General Electric on his alarm clock. Part of it is scratched off, so it says GEN. 614. And so he's like, that's weird. Why does it keep waking me up here? So.
But you know what would be even better? That alarm goes off and they play a Genesis song.
Perfect.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Studio.
That'd be even better.
Right? I can't dance. I can't. Well, I'm sorry. I took the slowest Genesis song. Decided to make a joke out of it.
So when he starts, so there's other weird things that go on. So he starts leaving his first day.
Yeah.
Before he left, there was a crate on the porch that he almost trips over. And he's like, what the hell is this? And he brings it in. And there's like a lot of old-timey tools, like old-timey mallets and shit like that in there. And he's like, that's weird. this must have gotten delivered to the wrong address. And so he looks at the top of it, and it says, like, 614 wherever they live.
Right.
And he's like, yep, went to the wrong address. But if you look at it, his name is still on it.
That cobbler down the street, that's probably his.
It's probably his. Yep. So it's obviously got his name on it. So I don't know why he thought that was weird. But so he heads in, sin plan, blah, blah, blah. He heads home. And at one point, his realtor shows up.
Molly Shannon. What was her name? Eve Adams?
Yes, her name is Eve Adams. It's the first time I've ever noticed that, and I was just, like, mortified. Eve Adams. Eve Almighty? Anyway.
No. No.
Let's do it. I'm going to say it so it becomes something in the ether. Eve Almighty.
No.
So, she comes up and congratulates them on the purchase of all the other lots that he bought. And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? And of course, Lauren Graham is pissed because he bought all these other property lots that he has nothing to do with. It's like the next 8 lots. I mean, it's quite a hefty sum.
Right.
Also, a truck comes up and delivers wood to them.
Yeah, this all happens in the morning.
So yes.
So he's got morning wood. Right?
Yes.
And all these plots that he doesn't know what to do with. Yes. What's going on?
Yeah. So, go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
So, the truck, it's go dash the number 4-wood is the name of the company who delivered it. Which is a reference to gopher wood, which was what the ark was made out of in the Bible. Ho! Hilarious.
I didn't know that. I hate this movie even more now.
Yeah.
It's just, if you're going to do it, don't, like, hit me over the head. Like, and I don't mean, like, this movie's not preaching anything. Like, no. It's not preaching anything terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not preaching that you're better than anyone, everyone else. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's preaching the right kind of Christianity.
Yes.
But you're hitting me over the head with it, with the illusions way too much.
Yeah. And also, like, there's a lot of montages that happen throughout the whole thing, especially at the beginning.
Who wrote this? Teen Wolf 2?
Same guy who wrote the other one. And Liar Liar.
Oh, yeah. And he was a writer for In Living Color.
Yes.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
So animals start to follow Evan around. Not just general animals, but animals in pairs.
Right. And also Muppets named Animal.
Correct.
But there's only one of them. So, you know, they couldn't. He wasn't there that long.
Yeah. He just came in and did a drum solo.
Animal!
Ha 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 ha!
There's not two of me. How come there was never two animals?
I don't know.
How come there wasn't a girl animal?
What would you call her?
Ganimal?
Ganimal?
Yeah, I would call her Ganimal. Look, don't be sexist.
What about Animal? And it'd be A-N-N-E.
Well, that's a better joke, so shut up and keep going.
All right. So, animals are following Evan around.
Gale animal, but whatever.
It's getting awkward because it's like, at first it's little things that are following around. And then there's like water buffalo standing in the street. And he has to get around them.
Yeah.
It's nonsensical. I think he goes into his office and Long and the other guys come in. And when he's looking at the wood outside.
His morning wood.
Yes. God shows up.
Yes.
And starts talking
to him. God's sitting on his morning wood.
Yes. God's sitting on his wood. He's just
stroking it.
Stop it. And so, Evan can't believe that God is sitting on his wood.
On his wood.
Wow. So he doesn't believe him at first, but then God proves who he is, or at least proves he's something. And so he's freaking out. He ends up leaving, because he kind of tells him what's going to happen.
Yeah.
He takes off. The animals are following him. When he gets into, like, and the God is still talking to him. And kind of like shows him that he can be anywhere he wants. Evan gets into chambers for his first day on in Congress. And while they're doing the Pledge of Allegiance, God is there right yeah. next to him. Now, I will say they start with the Pledge of Allegiance and they do the thing that I hate in shows. Like when God is in them, they always do something with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
Because he did.
Under God? Do they yeah. do that?
One nation under me.
Oh, God. With
the, and I'm like,
boo. He did do that, didn't he?
He did.
Boo.
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 So
let me tell you, though, if this was set in 2018.
Yeah.
Right? And Steve Carell's character, because like he shows up in his car, and he shows up like all around the streets and everything.
Yeah.
He would be like, there's someone in my car. Yeah. They would. He would like. He would have someone tape it on their phone, and he'd be one of those Nelly Nancys that would say, "A black person is in my car."
Nelly Nancy.
I don't know. What do they call them? Like Proud Paulas, whatever.
Oh God! Like.
Do you know
barbecue?
What I'm talking about?
Yeah, barbecue Becky.
Barbecue and, Betty. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Nelly Nancy.
I'm just saying. I'm
pretty sure that's not. Anyway,
I love that that Morgan Freeman loves to play God.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, but even he like,
but even he in this movie feels like he's just reading the lines.
Yeah, yeah, you know it what does. I mean? It does. It just doesn't feel cohesive.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels yeah. So anyway, but
it'd be like there's this black guy following me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. He would be on Twitter. And
yeah.
Yeah. So they have, he passes out once he sees God is next to him in Congress. He just faints.
Well, yeah, because Congress is full of white people.
All right. Shocked him.
Yeah.
So he wakes up and it's Congressman Long is the one waking him up. And he said, hey, look, it happens to people. Don't worry about it. It's right. a little overwhelming. And reiterates that he wants him to join him on this bill and that he's going to come by and see him. So later, when Evan is getting chased by animals, he runs inside. Or he's getting chased by birds that are like just pooping on his car. Yeah,
there are more than two types of birds. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? There's like, is it supposed to be in pairs?
I think it's two of tons of different kinds.
No. I feel like there was a bunch of pelicans just poking at him.
They just had, no, they would have a bunch of little birds that were pretty nondescript. Then okay. there would be like pelicans and then a geese
yeah.
and like flamingos or something. They'd have big birds in there just so you knew what they were.
Were there two different big birds? Were there two Snuffleupaguses on the ark?
I'm sorry, they were called Snuffleupagi.
Oh, Snuffleupagi. That's plural.
Yeah, and probably Snuffleupagus' parents.
Yeah, Snuffleupagi.
Well, no. Yeah, they were Snuffleupagi because they were plural.
Yeah. He probably saved them, but whatever. We just said big birds.
Large birds.
Right. Big
That's
birds.
That's big birds.
Big birds. What do you think I'm saying?
What about the bluebird from Happy? Oh, that was Big Bird too. From Follow That Bird.
From Follow That Bird? Yeah, that was Big Bird, right?
That was. He was the bluebird of sadness.
Ah, he was.
Yeah. I'm surprised I really remember that. Anyway.
So, speaking of Twitter, he's tweeting a whole bunch of things around him. There's a bunch of birds.
Yeah, the birds are tweeting.
The birds are tweeting.
And crowing and
yeah.
squawking. So they
there's
fly.
There's a bunch of black crows. I think at one time he's counting crows. He's doing that as well. Let's see. What other pun can I throw out there? Keep going.
Sorry. Anyway, so one, two.
I counted the crows.
There you go. There was two of them.
There was two of them. They were black.
And done. So Congressman Long and some of the other congressmen who are on the Sin Plan bill.
Oh my God.
I know. It kills me to even say it. Come into his office when all these birds have flown in and they're sitting all over him. And so I think this is real, like, Stephen Carell stuff. I think they like to put him in awkward situations.
Yeah.
Because he reacts funny to them.
Yeah.
But, and, like, the birds are pooping on him and whatever else. But they're like, what are you doing? What's going on? And he says, oh, it's, you know, I'm showing man's dominion over these animals. Like, we have to be able to do this and take control of the land and blah, blah, blah. Well, one of the congressmen goes, I love that. Because we had this event where, like, something was supposed to happen and it had to be canceled because we were endangering this red-headed woodpecker. And so, yeah, like, we do need to put the animals in their place. And so, great job. And so they, it looks like he impressed them. Although Congressman Long said next time, forget about the theatrics of it, because he thinks they're trained birds. So eventually he escapes and the birds fly away. So Evan at one point, like, he realizes what the Gen 614 he's seeing is. It's the where he's supposed to build an ark. It's where God told Noah to build the ark. He decides, okay, I'm going to have to start doing this. It's like a activity I'm going to have to do with the kids.
Yeah.
And so, and at this point, too, I think, like, at this point, it's where he starts waking up and he can't, he shaves. It's, like, supposed to be their weekend to do whatever. Well, he shaves and it grows right back.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a terrible looking fake beard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks like.
Right. You thought Nancy Walls was a fake beard.
Okay, so my friends and I, when we were younger, I remember we like used to make like little fake movies and stuff. And one of them that we did, I had to have a beard. So the way we did that was I took Vaseline on my face where the beard was supposed to be and stuck coffee grounds. So they stuck in the Vaseline. So it looked like it was textured. That's how we used to do that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, wow. Folgers crystals. Yeah.
How old were you?
It was probably middle school.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. It was around when Mask came out. The Mask did. Because we also painted our face green and did a mask thing.
Ooh.
We just danced around and sang Cuban Pete.
Where can I get, like, a copy of all this?
I don't know. I'm hoping somebody erased it at some point.
Oh, no. I'm asking.
But it looks like a. That's why I was like, it looks like a coffee ground beard. That's why I was like, I kept saying that is because it looks like.
Yeah.
They were like, let's just stick coffee grounds to your face. He can't shave, so he's got this kind of scruff thing going on. And so he says, okay, kids, we're gonna build this thing, and so they're working on trying to build it together. And
the kids aren't terrible kids. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Straight up. They're not bad actors.
No.
They're fine actors. Yes. They're fine characters as well. They're not really that bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They could be like bratty.
Yes.
But they didn't do that.
No, they didn't. Around.
So they're out there working on the arc with their dad.
Yeah.
And they're doing something together.
Yes.
Okay. Lauren Graham's character. They're doing something together.
Yeah.
Remember that when you start bitching about what's going on later on.
Yeah. So she's getting
kind of overacts a little too much. Like, her character. Her
but motivation. I also feel like I think Lauren Graham can do better. I felt she phoned this one in, too.
Lauren Graham can. Everyone in this movie can do better. The birds could do better.
Right. So.
The giraffes, not so much.
Damn giraffes. So she. she's getting upset because she's like, she doesn't know what's happening to him. Is this a midlife crisis? Are you?
What do you care? What
are you having?
Kevin saying, I wish and pray that my husband would spend time with her kids.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
He's doing that.
Right.
Your prayers are answered.
But sometimes you don't see those things. Like, you don't see the forest through the trees. And I think that's what she's doing. It's out of character for him, so she's questioning
I'm
it.
I'm just saying, get over it.
I agree. So, now, Evan, he's trying to maintain his career in Congress. But the fact that the animals are following him...
His beard keeps growing.
And his beard is like, he's starting to look like a caveman. I think somebody commented that he looked like he was from the Bee Gees. Like, it's starting to get disruptive.
Wanda Sykes' character. Rita yes. Said she looked like from the Bee Gees.
Yeah. Or, like, there's this bit where he's sitting in Congressman Long's office, and all the fish in the tank are following him. I was like, okay, it's funny. Except then they do this whole thing where he's trying to shoo them away, which lasts for, like, 10 minutes.
Too long?
Yeah. Way too long.
Way too long?
It was cute for like the 3 seconds you saw it happening, and then after that it was like, I get it.
That joke is a 1 second joke.
Yeah.
You don't need to keep going on that joke. Yeah. That means you didn't have anything else.
Right. So at one point even, God basically leaves a robe for Evan. So he comes down and he puts a robe on. And, he says he likes it because it's comfortable, which is why he's wearing it. But because, again, Joan is getting pissed at him that he's wearing this thing. We're like, what's wrong with you? His hair is long. It's like Jesus looking
Joan,
at this point.
Stop praying if you don't want your prayers to be answered.
Right. And
makes
so
me mad.
Yeah. So he's they're making fun of him. Well, he's just like, nope, just like wearing this and whatever. And then he sees on the newscast, that midday on September 22nd, like God appears midday on September 22nd, the flood is coming. And so he's like, is that whatever's going to happen?
Is that what they say? Oh, yeah, he says the flood's coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she's like, what is wrong with you? Pulls him aside, and he explains what's happening.
Yeah.
She says, no, you know, that isn't going to happen. You know, I'm worried that you're losing it. So... the next day, he's like, it's fine. I'm going to work tomorrow. I'll be fine. So the next morning, he gets dressed up in his suit, and he starts to head out. And when he gets outside, his clothes disappear. So he has to go back in. The only thing that he is able to wear are the robes. So he manages to take his robes, fit it inside his pants and shirt with his jacket over it.
Yeah.
And then he puts his hair
in
a ponytail.
That thing looked like it was pretty thick.
It did.
I don't know how he did that. But.
Yeah. He puts his hair in a ponytail, braids his beard into like a
hipster kind of braid.
You know, if you were going to do that, there were better ways you could have hidden that or like did something with it. But it looks goofy.
Tuck it?
Yeah. It looked, the way he did it looked goofy. Like, obviously, it's not his real beard. So.
Right.
Comic
effect.
Well, real beards, you'd be able to do something that was at least a little more palatable
right.
than that.
And do you know, like, my favorite beard of all time? Hugh Jackman's wife, but big deal, keep going.
So he wears this, so he's got his suit and everything. He goes to Congress, and he's sitting there, and they're having their committee meeting, and he says, we're going to have the Sin Plan bill that's going to go through. It's co-sponsored by these guys, introduces them, and Evan Baxter. And when Evan goes to stand up, everyone gasps because now he's wearing the robes and has the long hair again.
My favorite part of this is that God not only took off like his business clothes, but folded them.
He folds them on the table. Evan sees them there. And so, of course, Joan is like, no, not the robes. Like, and so... and people are watching it. Now, at this point, Wanda Sykes' character in the movie now her only gig is, her only gimmick is to just yell things. So Rita is just like,
you did not like her. I liked her.
I like Wanda Sykes in general, but I think like part of the problem like with Wanda Sykes stuff is that too often they don't put a lot of substance to it. They're like, okay, now this thing happens, this and this. Wanda Sykes says something sassy. Like, and that's what it feels like they were doing to her, was that they were just giving her like one-liners.
If you can get, because you don't like Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but get over the fact of her. She was very underrated in the New Adventures of Old Christine.
I agree. The only reason, like when I watched that show, the only stuff I really enjoyed in it was her.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I think even in like, I like the show Blackish. In there, she's in, I think, too, Wanda Sykes. I think they don't do a great job with her character.
I don't prefer Curb Your Enthusiasm, but I always prefer when she's on that show.
Yeah.
She makes it funnier.
And I think she does. I like her in stuff. I like Wanda Sykes. In this, I think they give her, like, they're just like, say something, Wanda. And she's just like, blurt stuff out. And they're like, that's perfect.
But I don't think she was phoning it in as much as the other ones. I feel like she was actually,
I think she was trying with what they gave her, but I think they gave her crap. But I feel like no one else wanted
to try with her.
Well, I think they gave her crap. And so she was trying to work with the best she could with what she was given.
Okay.
Anyway, but so at this point, it just keeps cross-cutting back to her where she's just like, did you do a quick change?
Yeah.
Did you do this and this? Like, she's like just commenting things.
I actually found it funny.
I did not.
Because
I feel like it's such a waste of her.
I feel like it is too, but this is a wasteful movie.
It is.
And so if you're going to pull something good out of it, there's not a lot you can.
Yeah. It has moments.
Yeah.
But basically at that point, all the animals bust in from everywhere. So all the animals break into the session, and people are running, freaking out. Long basically says, hey, look, you know, I've seen this. It's an act. He does this theatrical stuff. You know, get him out of here.
Excuse me.
You know, we're going to censor this. You know, you're being removed from this. So you're not supposed to be here. So he's
getting, like, suspended or whatever.
Yeah, and so he has people take him out. Like, I think a lot of it's weird because it almost acts like they're firing him, but, you know, he can't fire him. That's not how that works.
It's not really how it works.
They would have to go through a whole congressional thing to remove him. So
he gets more time to make the arc.
Yes, which he thinks that was God's plan to make that happen. When he gets home, though, we forgot. John Goodman gets pooped on by, like, every bird.
There's a lot I forgot.
Yeah. So when he gets home, Joan is leaving him. So Joan and the kids have their bags packed up. She says they're going to go to her mother's house. And the kids are going to stay there. Because when somebody in your family is having a mental breakdown, obviously it's the perfect time to abandon ship and get away from them.
No pun intended. Or abandon arc, shall we say.
Let's not.
Okay.
So she takes off, and he then says, well, I guess I will keep working. So he's depressed, but he's continuing to work. Joan and the kids are at a diner eating, and she has, like, fish and chips. And the kids all get up to go do something. I don't know, go joint, use the bathroom or whatever. I don't know what they were doing exactly.
Being kids.
Yeah, but while she's there, she asks if she can get a refill on her fish and chips. And the guy who turns around, well, it's God.
It's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, but his name tag says Almighty, like Almighty.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You okay there?
Yeah, I was just hitting my head.
Yeah, along with the plot.
So Almighty is telling her, basically he goes
what
through.
What if it's Alan Almighty? Almighty.
What if it's God meeting God?
What if it's like some guy named Alan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
who just happens
Al Almighty.
To be. Yeah. So.
No, I mean for the third one. Yeah.
Al Mighty Almighty.
Yeah.
So God is talking to
Don't
her
forget
about
that Christian ska band, the Almighty Mighty Bosstones.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Yes. God is talking to her about
never had to build an ark out of wood.
Never had to knock on gopher wood.
But I know I wish I had. I'm building an ark with wood.
Anyway, so he's telling her. She says that her husband is New York Noah.
I'm just tickled by the Almighty Mighty Bostons.
Her husband is New York Noah, Ed Helms has referred to him in this throwaway scene. And people like the next table are laughing at him and everything like that. So she's like, I suppose you've heard of him. And God, Almighty is like, well, you know, I think a lot of times people miss the point of the story of Noah. It's not that he was doing these things, or it's not about God's wrath and God's anger. It's about that they did things together. Yeah. Like they went in twos, and even Noah had his family with him. And he's like, you know, sometimes people pray that their family is doing things together, but then when they are doing things together, they don't even notice. And like she is kind of like, what? Like, how would he know that I prayed for that? And like kind of realizes that maybe there's something more to this guy. And he's like, all right, well, I got to take care of some stuff.
And she's she's like, aren't you the president from Deep Impact?
Didn't you narrate Penguin movies? But he said, there's your refill. And like her food is filled up again. And she's like, what? Like, so obviously she knows he's something. I thought that was supposed to be like a reference to like when they did the loaves and fishes where they turned like the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. So I was like, what? All right. And then just incorporating more of the, you know, parables or whatever. So Joan returns to help for all of them to help out. So the animals and
another big montage of the animals.
Evan and his kids are all putting the stuff together, and it is kind of an interesting like how they're building it.
Yeah.
And like now he knows what's going on and he's doing a good job. Earlier, the montage where they were building things was just
him beating
Steve Carell getting hit over and over and over and being like,
my
awkward.
Thumbs. Yeah. Oh, my thumbs.
Whoa. And like falling off of things.
Oh, my head.
Yeah. But now when he comes down.
And it's almost done. I mean, it looks like one of those boats you get from the sushi place when you order too much sushi.
Which frequently happens to us. Yes.
Yeah. Crap, I got the Noah's Ark sushi.
When you're like, oh no, this just got real. They brought it out on a warship. It's just got like sails and crap. So, it's really pretty built. He comes down out of the sun. And he's got white hair now.
Yeah, it looks like Gandalf the Grey.
He does look like Gandalf or like Saruman or whatever. Yeah. It's odd.
You so, said he looked like what's his bucket? Sam Elliott.
Yeah, it was like
kind of did.
Sam Elliott is Noah.
It's Noah.
I know what's going on. No, anyway, the
Well. Oh, come in, you two lonesome doves over there.
Oh. That is, I love that.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Whoop. Sorry. Dropping things.
Drop the two divides.
So, they get everything built.
Although they're not really lonesome if there's two of them, but yeah.
Right. They get everything built. Some people are coming out to support Evan And some people are just making fun of him and talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, like, can I speak with your manager type people out there.
Very much is.
And then the guy who plays Daryl Whitefeather from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Yeah, is there.
Without a mustache.
Without a mustache, which is very odd.
Very odd.
That guy should always have to have a mustache.
Always have a creepy mustache.
Yeah.
The only person in the world that should have a creepy mustache.
Tom Selleck?
Well, yeah. And Daryl Whitefeather.
Correct. So they basically figure out that Long is sending people to, on the 22nd, to tear down his boat, tear down the Ark. And so they're like, no, you know, they get it finished, and they're like, we can't let him do that. People are there making fun of him because there's no rain.
There's no rain.
It's the hottest. Yeah. It's ridiculous. And at one point, Long comes out and tries to convince him to stop all of this. And he says, no, he won't. He can't. And so he's like, fine, have it your way. And he tells the cops to tear it down. So the police are getting ready to drag him out when it starts storming really bad. And so it storms. And then moves away.
Do we get where Rita and all the people come in and tell him that what Long's doing? Where he's cutting corners to... That's what his bill is.
Yeah, so that's... So, like, Jonah Hill comes out and tells them that part of what this bill is, or what the what they're finding out, is that he cut corners on a lot of things. That's what this plan is. It's going to take away a lot of, like, the... regulations and things that would make sure they were doing it the right way, which is completely off base. No politician ever does that.
No.
Yeah. For a money grab. No way. So it rains. It stops, and some people start making fun of him.
Again.
Because there wasn't enough rain, obviously, to start a flood. But he's like, no, no, something else has to be happening. He's looking around, and then he sees, like, the man-made lake up the way. Well, the Prestige area where they are used to be, like, where water ran through it.
Right, right.
But in order to make this neighborhood, basically they had to dam off.
Right, so there's, like, a dam water. There.
Yeah,
right.
So there's a reservoir and a dam, that, like, a man-made lake. Well, it just rained, and now that's full. Plus, they know that he's had these deals where he's cut corners on building. So he's like, oh, no.
So there's like divots and ducts maybe, like, in this dam that are kind of breaking off. So it's more like a long duck gone, you would say. Or long duck down, maybe. Okay, not all my jokes are great, Jeremy.
No. No.
Okay.
Apparently not. I was like, what are you getting at?
I don't know.
Anyway, so it starts crumbling, and he can see it, and he's like, oh, shit, that's what's happening. So he's yelling for everybody to get on board, and they're kind of like, no, 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 we're not doing that. But then in the distance, you can see the dam give away.
Yeah.
So everybody rushes on board. He tells them to hold on. So everybody's on the Ark, and, like, the houses and everything like that. I thought this was kind of a cool – the visuals are cool here.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, it's a very cool scene visually.
I was like, oh, we're finally there.
Yeah.
Like, right? Once we got into the Ark and the Ark was moving,
yeah,
I got fine with this movie.
So we see
– it's just the hour and a half before.
Right? So we see the houses are getting, like, destroyed in these floodwaters, and it's a ton of water. Apparently enough water, and they must be close enough to D.C.
That's why I meant, because they go all the way to D.C.
Yeah, so this flood of water is just pushing them along. So here, but there is some weirdness about it. So the visuals are cool, but as it's pushing them along, obviously they're also going through, like, the city. I'm sure not every person in that little city or little town they were in or neighborhood
was inside.
I mean, they weren't probably all at this rally thing,
right?
So who knows?
People died.
Yeah,
people had to died in this thing,
right? And then
but we're in a fucking Ark.
So the Ark, with all this water, it's going through, like, it's going across, like, the reflecting pool or reflecting pond on the Capitol. And so there's thousands of tourists that are around that thing. So all those people, what, they all just drowned or what?
I have no clue.
And somehow they missed. And then
where did all the water go?
Well, okay, so when they're, I don't know if you noticed this, so they're going, they almost hit a bridge.
Yeah.
And then a, like, Evan asks for help, so this, like, wave of water comes up and turns them so they're not going to hit the bridge. But there were cars on that bridge, and so I'm sure all those people are dead now.
Yeah, this isn't a Wolfgang Petersen movie.
And so, now they're going, they somehow missed the Washington Monument. I think they just didn't want to,
yeah,
whatever. So, but then you see, like, the wave of water is coming, and it's almost like it's raised up. They make it look like the wave of water is just going perfectly down a street, and then it's elevated. Like, the water is elevated above the other parts.
It's odd.
Visually, it's odd looking there.
It's odd looking, and it doesn't,
like, yeah.
Thematically and science, it doesn't work, yeah. Right?
The whole neighborhood part of it, on board with it.
Yeah, I was on board with that.
Yeah.
So I was on board with this movie for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's even a really creepy thing when you see the dam that's over the town.
Yeah, I agree.
And the water's starting to go, and you see it like going through the trees. That was creepy.
You know when you're watching a Roland Emmerich movie, and for 2 seconds, you're like,
yeah,
that's cool. And then it continues.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's not so cool now. Yep. That's what it reminded me of.
Yes. And so the arc, like the front end snaps off and everything, but it gets right to the Capitol or right to Congress.
Congress.
Yeah. Where it parks. And then they're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know, and they were in session. Everybody ran when they saw the tidal wave, and then it parks. And then, Congressman Long is like, what's going on? And so they explain to him about the dam falling. He's like, they said that wouldn't happen. And these wolves start growling at him, and Evan's like, I don't think these are the wolves you need to worry about. I'd worry about them. Like, this very odd line.
Yeah.
And it's like the other congressmen who are looking at him like, how dare you?
Yeah, right? You're the ones that wanted to sign this stupid bill, you idiots.
Yeah. I hate to break to anybody too, but Long probably continued having a career as a congressman. Anyway, but
I think he's in this Congress right now, isn't he?
Probably.
Yeah.
And so they shut the bill down and everything, and they vote against it, and the environment is saved. So all the animals return to their natural habitats. Long is put under investigation for his profiteering and ethics violations. Evan gets reinstated into Congress. And then basically he goes back to looking like a normal person. Doesn't have to wear robes or whatever. So they go on their nature hike finally that they were supposed to be on all this time. And when they are, Evan sees God hanging out by this tree. So he goes to talk to him, and he goes, you know, you didn't have to make me go through all this crap to show me the problem with Long's dam. You could have just told us. And God says, well, you know what? You know, this is what you prayed for, to save people, to save the world. And your wife prayed for this. I just made those things happen. He goes, you changed the world for the better through one act of random kindness, which he talked about act of random kindness earlier. And then God writes in the dirt, goes, an act of random kindness, ARC.
Oh,
boo.
I hate acronyms. I think they're BS.
And so then, of course, God's like, all right, but we got to do the dance, because
During the whole thing.
In the like, first movie.
Hey, anything that we did wonderful.
Yeah, he does
we
this.
We do dance.
You know, like Evan does this dumb little dance. In the first movie, it was Bruce going, it's good, or whatever he kept doing. He kept making weird, like, thing. And so
nope.
God would do that.
Don't remember.
Well, Evan was like, God's like, let's do the dance. So they do their stupid little dance. And then he goes off with his family. And then the credits start rolling, and God shows up and says, I'm issuing a new commandment. Thou shalt do the dance. And then we have a montage of
kind of bloopers and
yeah, everybody dance now, or what is it?
Everybody
gonna make
dance
you sweat
now,
or whatever it's called.
CNC.
Yeah.
CNC Music Factory.
And just people dancing from the movie. And that
so you've
is
been deuced.
You've been deuced.
This is a very forgettable movie. I think the first one's pretty forgettable. I think this one's pretty forgettable.
Agreed.
In fact, when I forgot about the movie, like I went to go get groceries, came back, like we watched the movie, I went and got groceries. I came back and I was like, how am I going to talk about this movie? I just forgot about it.
I know.
And that was like 2 hours. Okay. So that's what we thought of it. Let's hear what other people thought of it, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Lime R-I-C-C says, 10 out of 10. Great movie. I really enjoyed this movie. Very funny and great for all ages. I don't go to the movies often, but this was loads of fun. I've never seen The Office, but Steve Carell was quite funny. The scenery was beautiful, and Steve Carell was wonderful. The special effects done with the animals was very impressive. As always, Morgan Freeman was exceptional. Wanda Sykes was incredible. Great one-liners throughout. The writers did a good job on this one. I laughed quite a bit. The director really told the story. No Jim Carrey needed. Just do the dance, enjoy the movie, and take the whole family and be prepared to laugh out loud.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This one is from Drew Klotwar. He gives it a 5 out of 10.
Is that your lowest one?
No, there was other ones, but I liked this review. Because it's 5 out of 10. It just says bad. That's all. Just as bad. It says, this was simply put, a bad movie.
Yeah.
As a big fan of Steve Carell, I've had high hopes, at least for his performance. Unfortunately, he could do nothing to save it. There was even times when I found him to be incredibly annoying. The pace is too fast to the point where watching the beginning of the film is like seeing a montage of events that happened prior. This is little to no character development, especially for Evan's family. While the film is visually stunning, an overinflated budget cannot always save a film from a poor script, poor acting, and poor direction. Don't waste your time unless you're with children.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know what? The first movie suffered from that. With like Jennifer Aniston's character was kind of like, Your role is you are his girlfriend and that is it. It was like that was what the purpose she served, and they didn't really build her up much outside of that.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I just this movie. It's like
can I say like they spun off Steve Carell's character Evan.
Yeah.
Baxter, and we still didn't know much about him.
Right.
They didn't give him. He was just it was a flat character.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It wasn't a three-dimensional character.
Right.
It was very flat.
And can I...
And because of that, it just does not, you know...
Yeah.
...resonate.
I feel like there would be better... There are better, like, Bible parables that you could have used in place of that to make it more impactful. Like, why not do, like, a Jonah and the Whale?
Mm-hmm. With Jonah Hill?
Yes. Oh, my God.
All right. Should we do our five questions?
Yes. So, what was your favorite part of this movie?
Well, I like certain things about this movie that you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a lot of this movie I did not like, as you can tell by us talking. I'm not saying, like, you should hate this movie.
No.
I'm not saying that. But... I feel like they were phoning it in a lot, and they were just kind of like, here it is. I enjoyed Wanda Sykes. You didn't, but I enjoyed the way she delivered it. I thought if you're going to find someone that wasn't, like, just phoning it in as much, Wanda Sykes is the person that probably tries the hardest.
Yeah.
Second to John Higgins, whatever his face is.
But I just feel like what they gave her was so...
I know. But what I'm saying is, you know, I'm trying to polish a turd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having said that, I think the special effects were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the arc.
Yeah.
The Ark was my favorite.
Yes.
Like, inside the Ark?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool. Like, this, yeah, that, as a set, that was really good.
Yeah, as a set, that was awesome. And I liked when we finally got the Ark moving.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, the damage it did to the house,
yeah,
and stuff like that was pretty cool.
You know, like, I feel like they made this sequence, and they made this one set, and then tried to build everything around. Like, their house is so nondescript. Like, I think at one point, I was like, are there even walls in the bottom level?
Oh, like, it feels like it's so wide open, big wall.
It was huge.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like even the Congress and even his office, it was all very nondescript set-wise. And so I was like, ugh. But that Ark,
yeah,
inside the Ark, I thought was cool.
Yeah.
And, like, on deck, I was like, cool. You can see on
deck.
There
was more rooms on that Ark than there was in that house. And that house was huge.
True. I think my favorite part, honestly, was I liked the Ark, but I think the animals. Honestly, I know, like, some of the stuff they did was goofy with that, but, like, those animals, like,
the animals could have been more cartoonish, or they could have been outlandish, and they were just were simple.
Right. You know? And so, like, I give a lot of props to the live action, like, the real animals over there, like. Mm-hmm. Those trainers and handlers have to work hard to do what they did. Like, those animals are well trained. Like, sometimes you see where, like, I hate when they do ones where it's like they'll be with an animal and the animal's really just doing what the hell ever, whatever it wants, and they're trying to be like, oh, you're handing that to me? Thank you. Like, that was the business of the script. In this case, those things are very well trained. And they were doing what they were supposed to. And, no, I thought they did good. And even past that, like, the CGI animals, like, when they did the CGI stuff.
I don't think it was that
bad. No, they looked fine. And some of them were very interesting looking. Like, the one I remember focusing in on was they had, like, CGI, like, alligators or crocodiles or whatever. I saw them moving, and I was like, those look really cool. Like,
yeah.
It was neat.
But maybe you should spend more time and money on fixing the script a little bit.
I agree. Yeah. Agreed.
But if you're going to watch a movie that has to if you're into training animals and how they do it on the set of a movie, like, study this movie. Because I'm just like, wow, that's pretty cool.
They use a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I think, like, to the point, like, it's not the worst movie. There's things I have that are more egregious, like, that are like, you're just terrible. But this is just like, I'm just disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
It could have been more, and it wasn't.
I'm way disappointed in this. I'm disappointed because of the level of the actors involved.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And everyone involved.
Yeah. It could have been more, but it wasn't.
I think someone steered him in the wrong direction.
I agree.
And that's too bad. And I think it's the director. I really do.
I do too. Would you say reboot, continue, or cancel this
based movie? On this movie, cancel.
I think you should continue it with Jonah Hill's character.
Jonah the whale?
His name's not Jonah in the thing. but, like, his character is Jewish, and so you could make him maybe do, like, something from the Torah or something.
Are you being
like,
serious right now? You want to reboot or continue
this? I don't, but I could see it happening if they maybe did it right, but do, like, different cultures and have God, you know, do different things with it. Anyway.
I'm done.
But I'm okay with it being canceled. Like, I don't really need another.
Oh, I don't need another.
No. Do you think this stands on its own?
You know what? Okay.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Can we go back? If they are going to reboot it, get a different director, get a different writer.
Yeah.
I don't care. And make Judd Apatow do it.
Yeah.
But not like a fart comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He can be PG if he wants to.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Do you think this movie stands on its own?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it does.
I do too.
I mean, nothing really, we don't really talk about Bruce
Mm-mm.
at all.
No.
So I think it does.
Yeah, I think so too. And so I think it's not that far-fetched when, like, God shows up, because we have to go through that stuff with, wait, you're God all over again. See, I think it stands on its own.
Right. And we kind of think it's God because it's Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
And it's God anyway.
Right. Yeah. I think he is. He just inserted himself in the movies. Finally, Morgan I can Freeman. Be... Finally, I can be recognized for who I am. Does this make you want to watch the first one?
This movie?
If you've never seen the first one, would this one make you want to watch it?
I seriously, 5 minutes after we watched this movie, I forgot about it.
Yeah, me too.
So no.
Right. Same thing. I think I'd be like, I honestly, like I said, the first one was so different. Like it's the first one was almost like a universal look at religion.
And if you love this movie, that's fine.
Yeah.
No one's, you know, I just don't, I'm with you. I was disappointed in this movie and it could have been something better.
Well, okay. So the first one is not like based off a specific Bible story. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And this one is. So if I was, if I hadn't seen the first one, I would think the first one was just like a ham-fisted, like they took a Bible story.
Like another Bible story? Yeah. Instead of him getting the instead powers of
yeah,
God.
Doing a thing where it's just yeah. more about like the human condition and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I would want to watch it if I saw this
What
one.
Is with Buffalo? That everyone in Buffalo has God talk to them. From Bruce to Evan. Like all these
know.
People.
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Where was Funkin' Waffles?
Funkin' Waffles was in Syracuse.
Oh, works. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's where God is yeah. really at.
Yeah.
He runs Funkin' Waffles.
Funkin' Waffles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
okay. Two words.
My two words are on paper. And what I mean is, on paper, this movie seems like it would work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, someone pitches this idea... We're going to get, let's get Steve Carell. Seems like he's a rising star at the moment. Maybe he could do it. On paper, this movie seems like it should win in every aspect.
Yeah.
It should be the number one box office thing for a couple weeks. It should win its money back plus some, you know, and it should make him a leading man. It didn't do any of that. But on paper, I felt like they were like, you know, like some movies you're like, okay, I can totally see them pitching this movie.
Yeah.
I think the pitch was better than the movie. And I don't think... you know what I mean? So I say on paper.
Yeah. I say terrible parable. like, I think that...
Did you just think of that?
Yes.
Okay.
I had something else and I couldn't remember it, so I went, rhyme, Jeremy, rhyme with all your... all you can... no, the, I think that as a story goes, like, obviously you got Noah's Ark as a story in the first place. You didn't want to do, like, a direct translation of it. You didn't want to do, like, something completely different. It's like you took this existing framework and just crammed a bunch of shit into it.
Yeah.
And hoped that it was going to be okay, and it wasn't. Like, either stay with the story and make it your own, but, like, stay with the general theme of it or change it up and make it something completely new. And it's somewhere stuck in between.
Why is he picking this? Like, why is God picking this moment in time?
Yeah.
To like build this arc that's only going to last for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems very odd.
Well, you could have, I mean, there's, you know I'm sorry. I mean? There's better stories that you could pick and that you could use. That I think would lend themselves to being like, hey, we're in Congress a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there's a whole bunch of other stories that probably would have been better to use. But I think they were just like, quick, name a Bible story. Well, I only know one, Noah's Ark.
Noah's Ark, yeah. Right?
And so that's what they went with.
Because the animals that came in, they came in by twosies, twosies. Yeah. It's like Adam and Eve and Noah's Ark.
Those yeah. are the things. And they reference both of those things in here.
Right.
Eve Adams.
That's what I mean.
Like Eve Almighty.
But it's very, not ham-fisted, but it's very, like, accessible.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't challenge, this movie doesn't challenge you at all.
Yeah.
It pretty much, you know, spoon-feeds you what it is.
Yep.
Here it is.
Agreed.
Here you go. People can eat it up if they want.
Yep.
But, so that is, hey, if you like this movie, go watch it. If not, skip it.
At least it's got a good message to it.
It does have a good message.
It could be, worse.
Like I said, the kids could have been worse.
Yeah.
So I like that the kids were involved in building the Ark.
Yeah.
And they weren't whiny about it.
Yeah.
And they had fun doing it.
Yes.
Like, I like that he had, like, a close-knit family like that.
Mm-hmm.
And not like, well, dad's just crazy. We're just going to forget him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He had to win his family back.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that didn't happen.
Yeah. The closest they got was when the oldest son was disappointed in him.
Yeah.
But then after that, he's like, dad, I'll stick with you through everything. Yeah. I told you I had your back. And he stuck with him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if it could be worse. This movie could totally be, could be even more cliched. But, like, the family was fine. I think that, like, all in all, it had a good message.
Yeah.
And that's good. Like, there's not enough of those.
True.
We'll give you that. At least it had a good message. So, if nothing else, it's got a positive, upbeat feel to it.
So, there you go. I think we'll end on that note.
Yeah.
It seems like a good note to end on. So that concludes this episode. We are going to be doing some other spinoffs. We're going to do what other movies are we going to do?
This is 40.
This is 40, which is Knocked Up.
It's a spinoff of Knocked Up, which in and of itself was originally supposed to be a spinoff of 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
But due to whatever.
Which in itself was supposed to be Superbad. No, making all that up.
But when they spun it off, or they were going to spin it off, like something happened and they couldn't. So Seth Rogen's character was like a whole new character now.
Well, I wouldn't call him a whole new character. He was pretty much
He's Seth Rogen with a new name.
Seth Rogen. His voice. It's just really odd. Okay. And then we're doing U.S. Marshals.
U.S. Marshals.
Which is a spinoff of...
The Fugitive.
The Fugitive.
Yep.
I have never seen U.S. Marshals, and I don't think you have either.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. Should I look forward to
it? I honestly, I don't remember much. There I remember certain scenes from it, but I don't remember that much.
Everyone
about
remembers
it.
The whole whatever scene, but we'll talk about it. Where can people find us, Jeremy?
People can find us at thedeucepodcast.podbean.com. You can find us at Google Play, Stitcher, any of those podcatchers. You can find us on iTunes. And if you do go to iTunes, please, please, please make sure you give us a rating. 5 stars would be better. Or God will send a flood and there will be nobody to save you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then you can also find us on the No Phony Podcast Network page, nophonynetwork.com. You can go in there. They have lots of different shows. We are just one amongst many, so go and check those out. You know, if you like our show, odds are there'll be something else for you there to enjoy as well. So,
and if you don't like our show, why'd you listen?
Thanks for their big Evan Almighty fans.
All right. Well, let's do the dance, Jeremy, shall we?
Let's do the dance.
And remember, the sequel is king.
Dance with me.
Shake your pants, take a chance. Come on and dance. Guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl. It's your world and I'm just a squirrel. Trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. So yo, what's up? Hands in the air. Come on, say yeah. Everybody over here, everybody over there. The crowd is live and I will fool this fool. Party people in the house, move.